Welcome to the Big Ho Pod Show, a talk forum where old school hip hop meets Howard Stern at the Def Comedy Jam, an entertaining and informative podcast discussing everything from pop culture and topics of the day to frivolous fun and nonsense.
The name Big Ho is in no way intended to insult or degrade any one person or people.
And now, ladies and gentlemen,
here are your hosts of the Big Ho Pod Show, DJ G Clef and DJ Big.
Check 1, 2.
What's up, everybody? We back again, bro.
Yes, sir. It is G Clef and DJ Biggs for another episode of Big Ho, the Big Ho Pod Show.
Aha!
Old school hip hop meets Howard Stern at the Def Comedy Jam. Before we get into this episode, first and foremost, it's just myself and DJ Biggs for this episode up in here today. And we're going to talk about current topics. But DJ Biggs, let's give out those socials so they all know what's up.
Okay. My Facebook is DJ Biggs Orlando. That's 2 G's. Okay. My Instagram is Mike in My Hand. All right.
2018.
All right. That's what it is. And then what else you need to know? That's about it, right?
Your IG you gave, your Facebook. What's your Twitter?
Oh, Twitter is DJ Biggs Orlando. Also, same thing. Same thing as my Facebook. DJ Biggs Orlando. Two G's.
Okay. Mine is G Clef Productions on Facebook.
Uh-huh.
G Clef the Realtor on Twitter and on Instagram. G C L E F. The Realtor. I'm a realtor as well, so if you're in Central Florida, you want to buy or sell your home, check out that house up there I sold. You like that?
Oh, yeah. What did you say?
Right there, the house I
sold.
Oh,
house
right?
You sold.
What do you
like
know what I said?
It sounds like you said, check out that house you at.
The house I what?
You sold. Sound like you cussed, but it's all right. No.
The house I sold. It's on the wall up there. So
you know what I'm talking about.
If you're in Central Florida, you want to list. Actually, worldwide. I mean, I'm in Central Florida, but I'll take care of you. So just get at me.
He will sell you a house from Bangladesh.
And in Guam. So wherever you want to go. I just won't do Thailand, though.
Why not? What's wrong with Thailand?
I don't know. It's scary over there. I've never been there, but something about it, the vibe, just scares me out. Wow. But
is that racist?
I don't know. I'm half Asian, so it's all good. I could say that.
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
So let's get into this episode. What's going on in the world today, bro? What you want to talk about?
Dude, I know we've all looked at the news. Okay, this is the beginning of March, so we've all looked at the news and what's going on. We got to talk about my man. We got to talk about R. Kelly.
Oh, I thought you were going to talk about somebody else, like Bam Bam or something.
No, we're going to talk about R. Kelly.
He's not in the news, Bam Bam?
Bam Bam is not in the news.
R. Kelly.
R. Kelly is up all in the news.
That is true. I did see the interview with Gayle King.
Saw it? Okay, did y'all see? Y'all know what we're talking about? CBS, Gayle King. R. Kelly did an interview.
If you didn't see it, go on YouTube and look for, just put in R. Kelly crying or something, you'll find it. he was throwing a fit. He got up, he was stomping his feet. Carrying on. Yeah. The man is guilty.
Okay. Now remember, allegedly, because he has not been tried yet, so we can't do that legally.
I'm going to be real with you.
Okay.
If he was not R. Kelly,
okay,
do you think they would be going on with this like this? The guy would have been locked up a long time ago.
True that.
Okay?
True that.
If it looks like a duck, mm-hmm, smells like a duck,
mm-hmm,
walks like a duck, talks like a duck, is it a pig?
Quack, quack.
Affleck. Is it a pig?
It is. No, it's a duck.
You know what I'm saying?
It's a duck.
How many? Yeah. How many people? All these women are lying.
I know. While we're talking, we have to say allegedly. Okay?
Allegedly.
It's not,
okay.
He ain't in jail yet.
So. I mean, R. Kelly is extremely talented.
He is in jail for something else.
He has an issue.
He needs help. If this is allegedly true, yes, got an issue. He liked the youngins. He liked the young girls.
Repeatedly the same type. Like me, I like thick women. You know that.
Right.
I'm only going for a thick chick.
Right.
I ain't going for no skinny chick.
Right.
Bobby, I love you. I ain't going for no skinny chick. I have a preference.
Right. And there's nothing wrong with having a preference like that.
But when you, but he, when he did the interview years ago, right?
Right.
He was like, what you mean teenager? when he was talking to Torre, what you mean teenager?
Yeah. Hey, can you, they're just like Clinton, define is.
So, obviously, he likes the teenagers.
Yeah, yeah.
And you know what? If he's really attracted to a chick that's underage teenager, I wouldn't even go for no teenager, period. I mean, that's just me. Most people.
If you're an adult.
Right. But if they're on the borderline and he's like, yo, I'm really wanting her and she, I'm R. Kelly, he's going to do it. I'm sorry, man. I'm sorry.
Allegedly, if he's been doing this stuff, it's nasty.
He needs help. He needs some serious help. Don't put him in jail. Put him in some sort of rehab or something.
Well, maybe jail first and then rehab.
Well, yeah.
You got to pay.
Because he's got to pay. Yeah, he's got to do what he did. Yeah.
And then get the man some help.
The first step is admission. I need help. I did this. I need help. Please help me.
Do you think he'll do that, though?
I don't think so. I don't know. I kind of think he probably would have said it in the interview, maybe.
Well, he's claiming innocence.
Yeah, but he seemed like she was really getting to him. Like, he started crying and...
Well, because he was, I didn't do it, man. Why are you people trying to bring R. Kelly down? You trying to bring R. Kelly down.
Yeah. Yeah. Robert Kelly needs help. Are you still playing his music?
No. And you know what? Kind of because I do like Ignition. And you know, when you playing for black people, Ignition is a song to play. You know,
that's
like
for everybody. Those college kids like it. That's even true. Young college kids. Yeah.
And then now.
I Believe I Can Fly is a beautiful song. I played that at graduations. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, it's like when Chris Brown was knocking Rihanna's head up the wall. Yeah. And for a while, we stopped playing Chris Brown. Now we play Chris Brown again.
No,
right?
I played him the whole time.
You still played him even though when he was doing all that?
Yeah. Sorry.
Okay. All right. Uh-huh. Sorry. It's your prerogative.
Right. Yeah, my prerogative, that's like Bobby Brown. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Okay. That's cool.
But the man needs help. And, you know, he said there are so many people out there that really need help. These girls are being locked up and chained up. That's true. Look at the guy in Ohio? He had the girls for like 10 years or something.
Oh, my goodness. Yes, yes, yes,
Listen to me. We are worldwide with this internet, okay? If you know somebody that got locked up, somebody locked up, I don't care if it's a man, woman, old man, child, you report there.
Say something.
If you see something, say something, okay? Don't walk around here oblivious to what's going on. People need each other.
That's
for real. That's real talk.
And let's talk with black people out there. Okay? You ain't being a snitch, okay? It's all right.
No.
It's okay.
Listen, you talk about being a snitch, okay? The snitch, okay, the guy that says don't be a snitch.
Right.
Something happened to his family.
He wants somebody to snitch.
Thank you. We need laws.
We need snitches.
We do. We need community. If you don't have... the snitch is a term for, like, you know, a bad derogatory term.
Right, yeah,
need people to contribute to the community.
If it's legit, as long as it's legit, you know,
course.
You don't snitch just a snitch. You know what I'm saying?
Of course.
I'm trying to pay my rent, so there's some reward money. So let me make something up. That ain't good. Don't do that.
So if you've been following R. Kelly, let us know what you think. Our Facebook page for the Big Ho Pod Show is The Big Ho Pod Show. TheBigHoPodShow. We'll get that going, but that's how you can reach out to us and let us know what you think. We're on
Periscope.
On Periscope Live right now. So shout out to everybody in the Twitter land on Periscope. Yeah, on Periscope, I'm G Clef, the realtor. So let us know what you think in the chat, and, you know, we'll respond to you as well.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So
that R. Kelly stuff, that's a sensitive subject, bro.
Yeah, it's crazy because these families. I mean, we're in Orlando area. He was in Kissimmee. Did you see the six episode show? Surviving R. Kelly?
No, tell me about it. Tell me about it.
There's six episodes. I can't tell you everything.
Oh, no, no. But, synopsis. But, Lord, this podcast is long.
They pretty much showed the girls. They interviewed them.
Yeah.
And he was in Kissimmee. he did a show in Orlando, and he went to the hotel in Kissimmee, and he said to the girl, come back, and this and that, and the girl called her mom, I'm in the Kissimmee with R. Kelly. She's like, what?
How old was she?
I'm going to guesstimate and say 16, 17. I don't quote me on that, because there was a lot of girls involved. You know, there's a lot.
Yeah.
So right there, that
like
lets 50, you know.
Right? 50 plus, something like that?
I don't know how many. I think they said 50. Oh, yeah, I think they said 50 plus. Yeah. But yeah, that right there lets you know.
Yeah.
If you happen to be
allegedly.
If you happen to be at a crack house 50 times, are you a crackhead?
No, that doesn't mean you are doing crack.
Bro,
that could mean you like that,
okay,
the house.
Unless they saw you with the pipe. The chances of you being you are the company you keep. If you at a crack house 50 times,
yes,
different random crack houses.
Okay.
Okay. What are you doing there?
Maybe you just like the smell of it.
Okay. Okay. All right.
I'm just, you know, I feel what you're saying, but, you know, I got to give the other side.
What's your next topic of discussion, bro?
Well, talking about sensitivity today, man, and sensitivity all in the world. I know we a little bit out from the Christmas season and, you know, the Thanksgiving season. But do you recall last Thanksgiving, last Christmas, all of this stuff that was nonsense, in my opinion, nonsense that was going on about the Christmas songs, that they were sexist, and
you can't do anything nowadays without walking on eggshells. It's crazy.
Ridiculous. I just wanted to talk about that just for a second, because it's been on my heart.
It's weighing heavy on your mind.
It's weighing heavy on my heart.
Okay.
So I just need to talk about it and get off my chest.
Let it out, bro. What's up?
I'm gonna let it out and be like, oh, Kelly, why are you trying to keep me down?
Interview with Gayle King tomorrow at 10.
Gayle?
He got his notes and everything. What you got? The iPad pulled?
iPad. Yeah,
okay,
man,
what you got there?
Let
Periscope see it.
See, we're going to talk about that first.
See a white screen.
I know, I'm sorry. But let's talk about Thanksgiving first. Let's talk about Thanksgiving.
What happened with Thanksgiving?
Okay. People were making a big stink over Charlie Brown's Thanksgiving special. Remember Charlie Brown's Thanksgiving special? We used to watch it when we were little kids. Remember that back
all
in the day?
All the Charlie Brown shows.
Yes,
I loved them.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Okay. Yeah. So specifically, they were talking about the Thanksgiving episode where, let me set the scene.
Okay. Close my eyes.
So, all right, close your eyes. And y'all out there in Periscope, y'all close your eyes and everybody listen to the podcast. I'm going to set the scene for you. Okay. If you remember this episode, the Thanksgiving for Charlie Brown, the Peanuts. Okay, they were having their Thanksgiving dinner in the backyard, Charlie Brown's house. And Charlie Brown, he invited his friends over, and he had several of the friends come over. Okay, so, and this is where Snoopy was the cook, and he was cooking it, right? He's cooking all the food.
He was making pancakes or something?
No, he didn't have pancakes. He made, like, toast and popcorn and jelly beans.
Hey, be thankful.
You know,
be thankful
right,
for
it
what
was
you
that,
got.
You know. Okay, so we invited a few of the friends. You know, Sally came over. You know,
Peppermint Patty
came over. You know, Linus, of
Linus,
course.
Linus, yeah.
Know. So
Schroeder, right, the whole crew.
Yeah, yeah, so the doorbell rings. They come in one at a time. And then, you know, one of the last people to come in is Franklin.
Oh, the brother.
The brother. The only brother that was in the show.
Right.
Which I appreciate. That Charles Schulz is the creator of the Peanuts, that he included a brother in there. Now, remember, we're going back in the 60s when this was made.
They didn't have no Latinos. They didn't have no Asians,
no
Indian people.
No, if you wasn't white, you wasn't right. You
ain't
going to be on TV.
Okay.
So I'm just being real.
Okay.
Just being real. That's how it was.
Didn't they give him slack about having him in the show?
Big time.
Okay.
Big time. They wanted the network actually told him, threatened him, said, if you don't take Franklin out, we're not going to air you. So, you know, he didn't even give it any consideration. He just said, no, Franklin's staying in. It needs to be there. Now, this was at the height of...
What
you know,
year was this about?
This was, I want to say this is around 65.
60s, right.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Yeah.
60, you know, mid-60s. So we were like at the height of everything that was going on. Martin Luther King,
right.
He just died not too long ago. You know, all that stuff was happening. So Charles Schulz...
Well, he passed away in 68.
Who?
Martin Luther King passed away at 68.
Hey, look, okay, I ain't no historian, all right? I'm a podcaster.
You're talking about 65. Martin Luther King passed away not too long ago.
When did he give the speech?
Was it 64?
Okay, somewhere around there.
Okay.
So we weren't
living then, so we're just kind of guesstimating.
Y'all know that. Look, if y'all want to get the exact dates on that, y'all look it up. Okay, but I'm just giving you an overview of what's going on. Okay, all right. So as I was saying, so Charles Schulz, he stood up and he said, "No, I'm not taking him out. He's staying in." And CBS ended up they still aired it.
Okay,
so that was good. Kudos to Charles Schulz. He's dead now. God rest him.
Rest in peace.
Yeah. So all right. So here I'm setting the scene. So they all come in and they sit at this big dining table with this white tablecloth.
Okay.
On, you know,
outside in the backyard. Okay.
Yeah. So here's one of the things that people gave grief about.
What was that?
All right. One of the things was, I'm going to show you the picture,
okay,
G, and then I don't know if everybody else can see. I'll turn it around to the camera later. But as you see here, you see how everybody's sitting at the table. You got on one side of the table.
Oh, man.
You got Lucy. No, not Lucy.
And they're crowded.
They're crowded on one side. Yeah, yeah. You got Snoopy. You got Peppermint Patty. You got
Charlie
Brown.
Where can people see
Brown,
this?
Charlie
just
Brown's
Google
sister.
What? Google Thanksgiving
yeah,
peanuts?
Just, yeah, yeah. Just the dinner scene, Thanksgiving special, Charlie Brown.
Okay.
And then on one end of the table, you know, the end of the table, you got Marcy is sitting
right
at one end.
I see her. Yeah.
And then at the other end, you got Linus.
Right.
And then all by himself.
On the long
on
side.
One side. On the long side of the table is Franklin, the brother. Okay.
He's sitting by himself. And the other side across from him, they're all crowded together, like five or six of them.
Okay. Now, I don't know why Charles Schulz
you
did that.
Would think Pigpen would be sitting by himself stinking up the place. He's well, not even there.
Pigpen's not even, he wasn't invited.
But that's, if it was Pigpen, I can understand. The guy stinks.
Yeah.
But you got Franklin sitting by himself all the way on the other side.
I don't know why Charles did that.
Segregation.
well, people in an uproar about that.
Or uproar that
he sat by himself.
Okay. Who?
That Franklin is all by himself.
Who's in an uproar?
People, you know,
okay,
the same people that, you know, don't like the other things we're getting ready to talk about.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, the sensitive people.
The sensitive people. Okay. Sensitive, yeah. So, didn't like that. That's number one.
Well, he shouldn't be sitting there by himself.
Well, he don't look like he's lonely, though. I mean, I wouldn't mind being by myself,
too. No, but
too,
the fact
look
that
how
they're
crowded. They
they're
are
crowded. They're squeezed in together, and they got him sitting, I guess you
so
could.
So, you think this is a real thing, then?
I unless you put him at the head of the table, he's a king.
But yeah, I'm thinking he's chilling. You know, he's got his room, his elbow room. He can.
But you know
out.
What? When we were younger, we would notice that probably.
I did not notice it when I was younger.
We didn't notice that.
I didn't actually. I didn't notice it until the controversy came up this year or last year.
Okay.
I didn't even notice it. So, but that's one.
Okay.
Now the other thing they had was, you see the chair he's sitting in?
A pink beach chair.
Yeah, like a lawn chair. Something.
Let
like
me
that.
See that
fabric
picture.
Here. Take it. Okay. So. Everybody at the table is sitting at.
Well, all the chairs are mismatch though. They don't have
match.
Any.
They're mismatch.
You got Linus sitting in a brown dining room chair. You got Marcy in one of those fold up chairs,
right,
a green
right.
one.
Yeah.
Snoopy's in a green.
Uh huh.
Kind of looks like a dining room chair too.
Yep.
Okay.
Okay. So everybody is in a different chair.
Right. They got to make do with what they have.
Right.
Okay.
They put Franklin in a folding lawn chair, you know, that has the material in the back,
right.
you know, like cloth.
Right.
And the chair happens to fall apart while he's sitting at the table.
Oh, man.
Nobody else's chair fell apart except his. So they were, you know, I'm trying to make the case for Charles Schulz, but it ain't looking good right now.
They said, put him in there, but you got to make the chair fall on him.
Maybe that was a compromise. Maybe he did compromise.
I guess. Yeah.
So yeah, so people are, you know, all upset about that.
But that was this past Thanksgiving.
This was this past 2018 that this controversy.
So they're pulling it from the air or what?
I don't know if they're going to pull it from the air. It's just, you know, people making stink about it, and you know, it tried to catch fire. But I will say in Charles Schulz's
defense,
in his defense, that, you know, if you look at the characters' descriptions, you know, when he was making the peanuts,
right,
and he described each character.
Right.
In Franklin's character description, he has him described as the boy as thoughtful, and in the notes he also put in that Franklin is able to quote Old Testament scriptures as efficiently as Linus. And Linus is the one I don't remember from the Christmas special. He gave that whole monologue.
I don't remember. Oh, yeah. That? Okay, yeah. With the music playing.
Yes.
It was kind of like
Star
church.
And, the Christ is born. So, in Charles Schultz's defense, I will say that. So, that's pretty good. But that was that thing. You tell us what you think about that, okay? Charles Schultz racist? Or was he just putting black people in there because we need to be up in there too?
No, he's not. Because if they wanted to pull it from the TV to begin with and he said, no, we're doing this, I'm going to keep him in, he stood up for Franklin.
He stood up. But
I'm sure the network.
Were those things compromises, though? Did he tell the network, okay, look, I'll keep him in, but I'll make him a fool?
You know what? That doesn't make any sense. Who? Let the boy sit with everybody else, chill. You know what I mean? Why he got to sit by himself?
Well,
these little kids, man.
It's kind of cramped on one side. Maybe, if they had spread him out, they could have put
the effort,
Snoopy over here.
The effort they put into this nonsense.
Yeah.
This is nonsense.
It is.
Okay, we're going to do this. And come on, man.
And we hyping it up more by talking about it right now.
Well, you brought it up.
I did.
Okay, so what's next on your docket here?
Okay, so they also made a big stink about, this is now, we jump a month later from Thanksgiving to Christmas time.
Okay.
One of the Christmas songs that we all know and love, is it really a Christmas song though? But it's a winter song. Baby, It's Cold Outside.
Yeah, we all heard about that.
Really? I mean,
yeah.
Are we going to make a stink of that?
It's the feminists.
Well, you know what? They need to sit down.
Yeah.
They really do.
They're destroying the family. Yeah.
Don't you want somebody to want you?
Yeah. I don't get it. It's like guys are afraid to step to chicks now. They're afraid that they're going to yell, me too.
It's playful flirting.
Yeah.
Playful flirting. And she was down with it.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure in the song, if she said, no, stop, I feel like you're going to rape me, he would have stopped in the
in
song.
The song?
They would have came up with a lyric. Oh, baby, I'm sorry. I'm going to go outside myself then. Something.
You listen to a lot of R&B songs.
Yes, sir.
The OJs.
Oh yeah!
I mean, all that old classic.
Yes. Teddy Pendergrass, turn off the lights.
I'm gonna
rub you down with some hot oil, baby.
You are seducing the woman.
Yes.
That's what you do.
Yes, yes.
I mean,
she didn't jump up and say no. Don't rub me down, no hot oil. She's like,
right,
uh-huh.
Right. Oh, what do you say? Come back to my place. Remember,
yes.
Nelly redid it?
Yes.
Who was
yes.
that again? Was that Teddy Pendergrass?
That was Teddy Pendergrass' song.
Okay.
Yeah.
Come back to my place.
Yes.
He said, and she says, I don't know.
Teddy was always trying to get the girls, and then we found out that.
What happened to him?
Well, Teddy, I don't want to get into it, man.
Oh,
talk to
me about it.
We'll talk about it later. Y'all know what I'm talking about out there.
Men pursue women. That's why a lot of guys are stopping. Shut it down. Don't even talk to her. Don't even look at her. We're going to actually do an episode on this. There's a group called MGTOW.
Okay.
Do you know about that?
What's the name?
MGTOW.
MGTOW. Okay.
MGTOW.
Okay, what are they?
It stands for Men Going Their Own Way.
Oh.
I actually have a shirt.
Okay.
It says MGTOWAF.
Yeah. Okay.
That's before I became Purple Pill. You're like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, what's that?
I'll tell you real quick. You got the red pill and the blue pill. Now, this has no this has no political references. Okay, a lot of people say it's political. It's not.
I thought you were talking about the pill to get get sprung.
What movie was that with Keanu Reeves again?
The
Matrix. Okay. You take the red pill. Mm-hmm. That means you focus on yourself and you do you. You don't worry about women.
Okay.
Blue pill or simps? You know what a simp is?
No, what's a simp?
Sucker idolizing mediocre. Beep.
Wow.
The woman's part.
Wow.
We don't curse on this podcast because we want everybody to listen. But a blue pill is somebody who will do anything for a chick, who gets used by her.
Right.
He's a doormat.
Yeah.
Red pill is like, forget that. I'm doing my thing.
Mm.
I'm not worried about you.
Okay.
Purple pill is somewhere in the middle.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, you're willing to do certain things.
But something
like you and me, you're purple pill.
Right, okay.
You're married,
right.
But you don't tolerate no nonsense either.
Right.
That's what MGTOW is, and it's a movement that's sweeping the world actually, and it's a response from the feminist movement.
Okay.
So feminists are like, we don't need you men. Men are like, okay, cool.
Right.
Opt out. I don't need you either.
Okay.
Let me focus on making my money, getting my fitness up, my health, my wealth. Okay. I'm not even concerned with you.
Wow.
And this is affecting
the world.
Huh?
Be no more children born in the world.
Do you know that there are less kids being born?
Because of this.
A lot of marriages are not happening.
Right.
There's a decline.
Mm.
Divorce is over 50%.
Yes.
And can you imagine?
That's for the first marriage.
Yeah, yeah.
It goes up after that.
And think about this. The people that are still married, how many of those really want to be married? Mm. A lot of them don't.
Right, right.
So, It's just a mess, man. It's a sad state. But this has a lot to do with it. This baby is called outside.
Yeah.
It's a domino effect. It definitely has an effect on it. Yeah. Guys are afraid to step to women or even, you know, talk to them.
Mm. It's a shame.
It's definitely a shame.
It doesn't make sense. Doesn't make sense. And you know, the thing is, I did some research. The lyrics of Baby It's Cold Outside was written by a woman.
You showed me a picture on that iPad
Okay. Of
a woman pursuing the guy. She's literally on top of him, pinning him to the sofa.
Yeah. They did, you know, they got, well, of course, you know, the original, y'all can't see this, but I'll try and put it there for you. Just zoom in real quick.
Periscope is checking it out.
There. Okay. You got your, you know, your typical, you know, traditional picture of the guy pursuing the woman.
Right.
And they're singing Baby It's Cold Outside back and forth to each other. But most people don't know that there was another version where the woman was the pursuer.
The first picture he shows, they're standing up. And he's like got his arm around her waist. The second picture, which she doing the pursuing, she's got him pinned to a sofa against the wall. And she's leaned over.
Ain't nobody complaining about that one.
It's all about convenience.
And she's more aggressive than the guy is, you know?
Yeah, she's got her hands wrapped around his face, cradling his face.
Yep.
And
nobody say nothing. So, I don't know. I just think it's crazy. I think we just need to stop it. It is a fun, playful song.
Yeah, they brought it back, though, right? I think they did.
I think a lot of the radio DJs were like, you know what? We're not having this. We're going to play it.
And this was done years ago. This is like, why? People are nitpicking. I don't get it. They don't have anything else to do.
Makes no sense.
What else is next? What's the next thing they're going to complain
about? I don't know
what's
going to happen. What's that? Do you hear that, bro?
What?
There's some noise. Did you hear that? You didn't hear that?
Oh.
Something's going on. I'm going to go check it out.
All right. You're listening to the Big Ho Pod Show. We are on iTunes, on Stitcher, on Mixcloud, and on TuneIn. My name is G Clef, along with DJ Biggs, and we collectively are Big Ho. It is not a derogatory name toward anybody that is a Big Ho. You might be big, and you might be a Ho. It's all good. Just protect yourself, as we say. But it's a combination of our last names, and we created the Big Ho Pod Show back in 2012. We were on a hiatus for about 7 years. And now we're back. Biggs, what's up, bro?
What's
going
down in here?
Who is this?
What y'all doing?
Oh, what's up, Unc?
What's going on, man? What y'all doing up here? I said, your gate was open. So me decide to
yo,
come
don't
through.
Walk up in here like that, man. You know we be packing.
You know, the open gate is a welcome mark. You come in, it's a welcome mark.
This is Uncle Kilroy, everybody.
No, man. My name is Fitzroy.
Oh, Fitzroy. I thought it was Kilroy. Okay.
T-Z-R-O-Y. Fitzroy.
Where's Biggs, man? Where is he?
Me don't know. We passed that idiot out there, man. Me don't like him too much, man.
Fitzroy.
Trying to tell me I need to live.
Okay,
right.
Next I'm time you need right. to call... Or, you know what I mean? It's polite to do that. Don't just walk in people's place.
Man, me old school, me don't have a phone to call. So, who me calling? Who me gonna call?
Ghostbusters.
No, man. Me predate all that stuff, man. No, I mean, I do that. All I do, I just sit and all day and relax, man. Drink my punch and I'm good, man.
Okay, just don't put any stuff in that punch anymore. You have issues with your heart and your, you know, your blood vessels and all that stuff.
I'm trying. You look, you do you, Fitzroy. Do Fitzroy.
I'll do me, and you can get up and leave.
Hey, look at that. The man being smart now. Look at him. Look at his face. The man being smart.
Why are you coming? Okay. Are you trying to be a staple on this show? Like, you've always talked about, hey, when you doing that big hole? And I'm like, oh, I'm not letting you know because who knows when you pop up. And now we're doing it, and you pop up.
Man, let me tell you something, man. As I said, me old. Me old. Me from the old school.
Where are you from? Just, let them know where you're from.
Me from the islands, man.
Which island? Staten Island?
Me from the islands.
Okay.
Man. That's all you all need right. to know, okay?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah,
this man, try to get up all in my business, man. Let me just talk my stuff here, okay? All right. I'm not trying to get into all your business, but me see you come here every now and then, and I hear the chat, talking. So I want to know okay, what you're talking about.
If you had a phone, you could listen to us on iTunes or on Mixcloud or on Stitcher or on TuneIn. But
look, man, me on a fixed income, don't have much money. Look, sometimes me check be late, sometimes my neighbors check be late because I check the mailbox.
You should not go into other people's stuff.
Stop telling me what to do again, man. I tell you, this man, every time I try to do something, he going to try to tell me. Stop. What are you?
I'm the regulator of the neighborhood. That's what I am.
Okay? You're the moral police.
Yes, I am.
You know, man. Stop it.
So, are you going to cook some food tonight or what? What are you making tonight, Uncle Fitzroy?
Man, I was thinking maybe I still got some in my teeth right now from God. Last night.
Wow.
I think maybe I'm going to cook some oxtail, some callaloo, and,
bread pudding.
Some bread pudding, some plantain. You know, man, we always have something like that. And we got to have the punch.
Yeah, and you're reeking of alcohol, sir.
You know, you got to have the punch. You stop it. Look at his face.
You need help like R. Kelly needs help.
Oh, don't put me in the same basket as that man.
Oh, you heard about what's going on with
him? Me don't have a phone, but it's all around the neighborhood.
It's all around the world, sir.
All around it.
Yeah, and you don't want to end up like him. Don't look at no young girls walking by.
Nah, man, that's not good. That's just there was a wise man that said something, and his name was Michael Jackson. And this wise man said, "That's ignorant," and he would never because
said,
that stuff is no good.
That's you know, ignorant.
I used to know Michael, man.
You knew him?
Yeah, man.
From where?
Me know him.
There's
back
a million
the
Michael
day.
Jack. That's a popular name. We're talking about Michael Jackson.
Yeah,
Jackson.
Man. Yeah, man.
How you know Michael Jackson?
Moonwalk, man. The man do a moonwalk.
Okay. How you know Michael?
From back in the day, man. From back in the day.
Where did you meet him?
Me know, man. Don't worry.
Were you stalking him or something?
Well, your FBI.
Okay.
CRS.
Okay.
IRA.
Let us know how you know Michael. Let us know what he said to you.
Okay. Me and Michael used to talk. I asked him, this is back in the 80s. I said to him, I said, Michael, with the thing going on with you, do you want to really name that song Beat It?
What thing going on with him?
You know.
I don't know.
Allegedly, with them children.
In the 80s? That wasn't happening then.
Yeah, man. It's going way
it
back.
Wasn't,
see,
it wasn't publicized.
You don't know, but Uncle Fitzroy, I know.
Okay. All right, so you asked him if he wanted to come out with a song called Beat It because of what he was going through.
He shouldn't name it that.
Or Smooth Criminal.
None. That's another one he should not have named. He was telling it. He was asking for help.
Just like R. Kelly in the closet and all
yeah,
this
see,
singing out.
Yes, man, they're asking for help. But see, we don't. They want to be cryptic with it.
Oh, cryptic with it. Okay.
Yeah, so I said cryptic with
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Okay. Look at your face. Look at you.
Look at your face.
Oh, man. This is a nice setup you got in here.
Yeah,
man.
Okay.
I like all this stuff.
Yeah, don't
it's
make
nice.
A habit of getting in here it's anytime. Nice. Don't be too comfortable, okay?
You sell homes?
Would you like to purchase a home?
Yeah, man. You sell
okay,
me a
you
home.
Have any money saved up? Or
no, and I ain't got no credit.
Okay, well,
either,
I can't
man,
help
but,
you then. I'm
oh,
sorry.
You don't
get
take charity
get your credit
cases.
Right first, and then we can talk.
You don't take charity cases? You don't do pro bono?
No.
Oh, man.
No.
That's not good.
What do I look like? Baez?
Who died?
The lawyer that helped. What's his name?
Who? What's her name?
What's the guy? What's her name? The girl?
You talking about the one that drowned the baby?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
White people do some crazy thing, man.
People do crazy stuff.
No, white people do some crazy thing, man.
Well, there's a lot of craziness going on out there. Look in the mirror. You'll see crazy.
Oh, look at this man. This man. I'm an old man up in here, and he's going to talk stuff about me, man. Don't do that, man. Don't
so we're going to wrap up this episode. I'm sorry, Uncle Fitzroy, but it's time to go, so...
All right, man. Me gonna leave, man. I'll see where Biggs went, man. Because me don't like that, man. Me don't like
okay,
that, man. Yeah. Maybe he know why to stay away when I'm in here.
You don't like because you play up, the man. Music too loud and it bothers your ear and you got hearing aids and stuff.
See, yeah, man. Me like because y'all like the hip hop and the old school hip hop, right? Y'all
that's
like
what
that.
This show is about. Yeah, we play old school hip hop.
Now I like the hip hop. I like it. I like the hip hop. But see what if you really go back to it, man. What my songs are, what I really like is I like the Love Is Rock music, man. Because that's the Billy
what
Robin
you
music,
from?
Man. That, don't worry about
you're
it.
You're not
man.
Jamaican, because I'm
don't.
Jamaican and I know one when I see one.
Don't
this
worry
guy,
about it, man.
You are Jafakin.
Don't worry about
you
it.
You are a Jafakin to the fullest.
Don't worry about
okay?
it. Man. Where I'm from.
You I don't know. You come from Staten Island.
Respect your elders, man.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Bye bye.
All right.
Go get DJ Biggs, please.
Walk good.
Yes, peace. That is Uncle Fitzroy or Kilroy or whatever. This guy, he's in the neighborhood.
Fitzroy, man. Come on, get the name right, man.
Fitzroy in the neighborhood. He always trying to get on the Big Ho Pod Show, and we told him no fall back. But he walks up in people's properties like it's his own, and we apologize for that. So, oh, here's DJ Biggs. Bro, what's up with that man, yo?
Dude. I don't know why you let him up in.
I did not
hear the noise, and I went out there, and I saw it was him. He was climbing the gate, bro. He was climbing the gate, getting up here, and I couldn't stop because he's too fast for me. Because you know I got a knee injury, so I can't run.
You know what? He was waiting for Tyson and Jada to go.
Oh.
If Tyson and Jada were here, he would not get anywhere near that gate.
Tyson and Jada are two big boxers.
Yeah, rest in peace, babies. I love you. So back to the Big Ho Pod Show. After that, yeah, interruption. what else is on your docket? Okay, we talked about Peanuts. We talked about R. Kelly. We spoke about Baby It's Cold Outside. We spoke about MGTOW a little bit. I have to try to get somebody that's a full-fledged MGTOW to come in and talk.
Yeah,
I'd really like to hear that. But
That sounds interesting. That really sounds interesting. That and who else we got? We got a couple of other things planned coming up just to give everybody a little sneak peek of what's going to happen. We got a very intelligent man that's going to come in here. That's going to be talking to us real soon.
Oh, Maho?
Yes.
Oh, we're going to try to get him back. He was on an episode in 2012. We're going to try to get... I don't want to say anything because if we don't get him to come through, it makes us look bad.
He coming in.
And then we have a celebrity lookalike that we're trying to get.
Yes.
Hopefully we can get them as well. But we like to interview people and help them promote their product or service on Big Ho, as well as have fun and clown around and talk about old school hip hop and things like that. And what we do is at the end of the show, we play an old school hip hop song related to the topic of discussion that we discuss. So for today's sensitivity, since it's all about being sensitive and stuff, I know we're hip hop.
Right.
But we got to play Ralph Tresvant Sensitivity.
Perfect.
Mean, you know, that's what will work for today.
I'm sold on it.
Yeah.
That'll work.
So, but we still got some more time. Do you have any other topics about being sensitive? I mean, just the whole world. Like, if you know what it is?
What?
Social media.
Mm. Right.
That's the fuel.
Yeah, you know, social media is good, but let me tell you something, man. A lot of the problems that we have today, we did not have before social media.
Right. Because there was no way of reaching all these people and letting it build up and...
Things spread, the littlest, dumbest thing spread like wildfire.
Yeah. It's crazy.
That's supposed to people ain't got nothing else to do.
They don't. And the thing about it, the thing that's disturbing is I don't know who's in charge, but who helps it gain momentum and,
people ain't got nothing to do.
I'll give you an example. The Baby It's Cold Outside. Right. Who do you think, there was one person?
Somebody had to start. It had to start somewhere.
It was a woman.
It was.
Called with the radio station. Don't play that song.
Right. Sexist.
Okay. Yeah. Then the radio station program director
thought about it and said, maybe he's right.
Then maybe word got to the next station, the sister station, and it just spread like that.
Man. Memos went out, emails.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't play Baby It's Cold Outside.
No, actually, it's...
You used to work at a radio station. Tell them how it goes.
That's how... You're laughing about it, but that's exactly what happened.
Wow.
They get an email, okay, and I've seen it on social media, like a snapshot.
Yeah.
It's okay for us to play this song again back in rotation on an email. So it's crazy.
And you said I'd never stop playing it.
I don't think I have that on my hard drive.
Baby's Cold Outside?
Yeah.
No?
Did you play it at Christmas time? Do you have
And
any?
I played Baby's Cold Outside. I bet you. So I didn't care.
It got more momentum because of it.
Yes. Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
People like me saying, I'm going to play just because of that. I'm going to play it.
So you're going to play the whole R. Kelly album.
Oh, wow. Now, see, I don't know about that now. That's a different story.
Play the whole catalog, like back when he was with Public Announcement. Remember that? That was the group he was with before he went solo. Yeah. You got to play all of that.
No. If you weren't playing Chris Brown. No, you said you did play Chris Brown.
Yeah. I did. Oh, my battery's going low. Let me hit that real quick.
Okay, go ahead, man. Yeah, I'm not playing the R. Kelly stuff. I'm sorry. I mean, allegedly, don't know if he did it or not, but you know what? Until the smoke clears, I'm going to stay clear.
When does he go to trial? Like, when does this whole thing kind of resolve for him?
I don't know because, see, he's in jail this morning.
After the McDonald's run. They said he was yucking it up at McDonald's with a Happy Meal.
And they busted him right there. Yeah, he's in jail right now for back child support. He owes like something like $165,000, so they got him in jail for that. He'll probably bail out for that.
I just don't understand. When you... Okay, he's extremely talented, okay?
You need to watch
the series.
The Ghetto Lyrics?
The six show series.
Okay.
He can sing. He can play music. He plays by ear.
Yeah.
If you're given the platform and your talent,
his lyrics though.
Yeah, I know.
Drop off
I know.
In droves.
Yeah, I know. I know. I agree with you. It could be a little classier.
Yeah.
But you're given the platform. You've got the world in your hands. Yeah. In a sense.
Right.
And it's kind of like, you know, like some of these rappers.
Yeah.
And they're not even good. Like the rappers of today, right. And then they go do crimes and stuff.
Yeah,
what are you doing?
Because they feel like because they're famous, they're untouchable. They're above the law.
They were doing crimes before they became famous.
That's true too.
So you know, common sense tells you, you know what? This is my job. I've got this platform. You know how many people wish they were in my shoes? Let me do the right thing.
Mm.
People commit crime for what? What's the main reason? I think you know this answer. Most people would know. What's the main reason people commit crime? And don't give me no funny answer. I see you looking. You're coming up with something.
I was going to say because they got no money in their bank account. What?
That's it. Money,
okay,
right?
Yeah.
Money. You have money now. These rappers have crazy money.
Sometimes what do you need to do crime Sometimes for? It's hard to get it out of you. And look at Cardi B. You know, all the money she got now, she's still going, okay, and all that stuff, you know?
Yeah. I just never got it. I don't understand. Like, use the platform for good.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, you're given it's a blessing. You know how, it's kind of like in Hollywood. Say you're a starving actor and you make it into a movie.
Right.
You gonna go commit crimes?
If you black, you are. No, I'm joking.
Don't say that. No, that's not true.
That's not right. I'm joking.
But you're not gonna go commit crimes. I mean, you're gonna focus on your craft and do more.
Yeah.
And be better. It's just a sad state of today.
Yeah, it's bad.
Sad state of today.
That's a song, isn't it?
Well, that's what we call in this sad state of today. Mm. What is it? 2019?
2019.
Okay. Okay, the last 10 years went really fast.
Mm-hmm.
I think most people can agree.
Right.
10 years are going to go fast.
Right.
Where do you see us in 10 years with this Baby It's Cold Outside type of vibe?
I would hope it's not an issue, you know, because it shouldn't be an issue right now.
Well, it seems like it's...
The song would probably... What do you think?
The whole vibe behind it. Don't look at me. Oh, my God. You know, he looked at me funny. He looked like he addressed me with his eyes. You know, just the sensitivity is just too... Yeah. People are too soft.
I mean, you know, a line has to be drawn. You know, yes, if someone is creeping, you know, if someone is perving... Then yeah,
of course.
Okay, yeah,
of course.
But if it's just harmless,
right,
flirty stuff,
right,
you know, you ain't married, he ain't married, there's no, you know, ties, so there's nothing wrong.
Right, I agree. And the thing is this, you know what it's going to take? I think we should have a day. I remember years ago there was a day where
I stretched my leg out.
It was like, I think it was
getting older.
Assistance.
I got the gout.
Assistants take the day off, executive assistants or something like that. Remember that? It was like a couple years ago.
No.
all executive assistants didn't go to work.
Okay. Wow, nothing got done.
Well, can you imagine if no men didn't go to work for a day?
Oh, my gosh. In the whole world, no men, or just in the United States.
The U.S.
In the United States, if one day all men, all males did not go to work if you're working.
Right. What would happen?
A lot of stuff wouldn't get done.
Some people say the whole government would shut down. Well, it already did, but
yeah.
It would be drastic. It would be a crazy situation.
Okay. But you're going to have women right now mad about us saying this right now.
I'm not sorry.
Women gonna say, wait a minute, we work, we're about 50% of the workforce. Sometimes, I think they may be more than 50% of the workforce.
I'm not denying that. Everybody has a role.
In black families, they more than 50% of the workforce.
I'm not denying that. Just play your role. I mean, like, everybody has a role. That's kind of like, with this baby, it's cold outside, and I can do better what you could do, or I could do what... That's fine, but it's kind of like... Imagine you're playing in a baseball game.
Okay.
I'm in a baseball game. You're the pitcher.
Set the scene.
You're the pitcher.
Baseball game.
Right? You're ready to pitch that ball. And all of a sudden, your shortstop comes over and knocks you down and takes the ball. I'm pitching it. The shortstop has a position. Play your role. He's got a position. He's playing his role. Everybody comes together as a unit. It's like a family.
Yeah.
You have to have one leader. You can't have multiple leaders. You have one leader,
right?
And everybody follows that leader,
okay,
and does what they're supposed to do to make something happen.
Everybody stay in your role.
Right. If you have multiple leaders, you're bickering, you're fighting, nothing is getting done, man.
Right.
It's an energy. So that's how I feel about it. Let me know how you think on Periscope. Send us an email to the Big Ho Pod Show at Facebook. Yes. Not an email, but, you know, a note or whatever.
Message.
Yeah, but I think we can wrap up this episode.
Yeah, man.
I don't know what else to say about the topic. Sad state of today.
That's all it is. Well, thank you for listening, yo. We appreciate you. Keep it on, because the more you listen, the more episodes we can crank out, right?
Yeah, and give us a like. Please give us a 5-star rating on iTunes. We'd appreciate it with a little comment, because there are a lot of podcasts out there. And a lot of them aren't that good. They really aren't.
Somebody out there may be saying, y'all ain't that good.
Well, that's true. But if we resonate with you and you like us and you find us to be entertaining,
that's an SAT word.
Please give us a 5-star rating and a nice comment. We would appreciate it.
You went to college.
And once again, our Facebook is The Big Ho Pod Show. My Facebook is G Clef Productions. Website is gclefproductions.com. On my Instagram and my Twitter, it is GClef the Realtor. If you are in Central Florida, you're looking to list, you're looking to buy a home, I will walk you through the entire process. I will hold your hand, and I will take care of you. I got you. Okay?
Yep. My Twitter and Facebook is DJ Biggs Orlando. That's 2 G's. We got my Instagram is Mike in My Hand 2018. My website is ErnieBiggsEntertainment.com. Check it out. I do all type of events, from the private function to the bar and bat mitzvah. I do it all.
I like the strip clubs.
No, I don't do that.
You do it all.
I don't do that.
All right, y'all. So we're going to wrap up this episode. And we usually play a classic hip-hop joint at the end related to the topic of discussion. But I don't know if there's a hip-hop song related to sensitivity. Can you think of one?
Most hip-hop
is hardcore.
They ain't sensitive.
They're hardcore. Yeah. So we're going to play an R&B joint episode.
Close
we're going to play the vinyl.
Yeah.
I'm going to pull it off the shelf.
Yes.
Ralph Tresvant.
Right.
Sensitivity.
That's
because
perfect.
This world needs to be a little more tougher. As my father used to say, rest in peace, on a soft.
Yeah, on a soft. Some people are sensitive.
Back in the day, Dad, my leg hurt. It's gas. You'll be fine. People are so... I understand people get hurt.
Meanwhile, your appendix is rupturing.
Oh, no, I'm fine. People are so sensitive. I understand things happen to people. But come on, man. It's getting out of control.
I agree.
Yeah,
I agree.
It's getting out of control.
Let's be less sensitive, people.
Yeah.
Less sensitive. Love each other.
Grow a
but
backbone.
Less sensitive.
Grow a backbone. It's going to be okay. And the people that are nitpicky, they don't have no man, or they ain't got no life. And get a hobby, and things will be better.
Send all complaints to GClef at...
Until next time, we out. Peace.
Later, y'all.
Listen, baby. Don't even waste your tears. Sensitive. like a gentleman. If anybody can fit the description, baby, I can. Someone who cares and dares to give himself completely. You got it in me. You need a man with sensitivity. You need a man.